Welcome to the Midday for a Monday. I'm Norman Gilliland. You heard a little tuning up there. That means live music from our Buck studio, and we're pleased to have three performers for this hour. Stephanie Jutt, flute, Thomas Kasdorf, piano, and Anselma Lee Rivera, the soprano for the occasion. And we'll have quite the smorgasbord of selections from a concert that they're going to be performing this coming Friday. Welcome, everybody. Welcome back. In the case of Stephanie and Thomas, Anselma Lee, welcome for the first time to the Midday. So how would, Stephanie, you characterize this program that we'll be sampling?
I would say that this is a fantastic collection of music from Mexico, Latin America, and Spain, sprinkled with wonderful tango dancing poetry by very famous Spanish poets, and a gorgeous visual installation by Carolyn Callenborn, including some film from her Day of the Dead experience in Oaxaca, Mexico.
Oh, that's I was going to say that's a lively time.
And yeah.
In its way, it is.
It's going to be great.
Dies de los Muertos. So this sounds like a very modular concert, lots of performers sort of coming and going and reconfiguring.
That's right. It's going to be jam-packed and fun-filled.
Where did I ever heard that before? So it's just like the Midday. And a lot of different kinds of short pieces.
Yes, we also have a wonderful clarinetist who's appearing with us, a Venezuelan clarinetist, Orlando Pimentel, who's coming from Milwaukee. So it's a really interesting group of musicians, most of whom are from other countries. And I think it's going to be something for everybody.
You got kind of steeped in this, didn't you? When you went, you did a trip or two down south of the equator.
Absolutely, I did. I lived in Oaxaca for a while and also in Buenos Aires. So my interest in this kind of music has only gotten greater over the years. So it's really a joy to put a whole program together of this kind of music.
What would you like to start with?
We're going to start with Guastavino's Introduction and Allegro. He's one of the most famous composers in Argentina, and wrote this wonderful, fun, rhythmic piece for flute and piano.
Introduction and Allegro by Carlos Guastavino, played by my guests today, Stephanie Jutt and Thomas Kasdorf. Did you have enough to do, Stephanie, in that piece?
Yeah, it's really fun. It's like a game. It's like a rhythm game all the way through. And it takes a little while to work it out. But then once you do, it's really fun to play.
Well, you made it look easy.
Oh, good. Thank you.
How many instruments are you going to be playing in this concert Friday night, and how many did you bring with you?
Well, I have three instruments with me today, a piccolo, an alto flute, and my flute that I just finished playing. So in this next set that we're going to be doing by Manuel de Falla, which is a Spanish composer, he wrote this very, very famous set of songs called the Siete Canciones. And, you know, I like to play these songs on the flute, but once I met Yanzel, I just couldn't let myself do that. So she's going to be singing most of them on Friday, and there is one that I'm going to be singing, playing.
singing with the flute, yes.
Uh-huh. Today. Yeah. So Yanzel, why don't you tell them about the two songs that you're going to be singing?
Well, I'm singing right now two songs. The one is Seguidilla Murciana. This is like a little anecdote. And the translation, it's like, because of your great inconsistency, I compare you to a coin that passes from hand to hand and that is worn off.
Well,
and the second
friendly one
is a lovely lullaby. I would say it is kind of not usual. It's a little sad lullaby, but it's gorgeous. It's a gorgeous song.
And so these are from a set of seven by Manuel de Falla.
Thank you.
That fast. Yeah. It all came to an end. Three songs by Spanish composer Manuel de Falla. And now back with guests, Stephanie Jutt, flute, Thomas Kasdorf, piano, and Anselma Lee Rivera, who is our soprano, providing this music from largely Latin American locations. And one of those, needless to say, is Mexico. I have to ask you a quick question, though, Anselma Lee, and that is, this came up last week. We had a flamenco group in here, including, you know, some singing, and I was curious about what language some of these songs were in, and in that case, it was a kind of an old Castilian dialect for one of them. But are you singing Castilian Spanish? Are you singing Spanish from your home of Puerto Rico or something else?
I'm singing Spanish from Mexico, basically. These songs are a collection, not a collection. We kind of put together some really nice Mexican songs. So they are all in Spanish. Some of them are translated directly from the indigenous dialect, but they're basically in Spanish.
Okay, so we have three of these Mexicans. They're attributed to three different composers.
Yes, definitely. The first one is Madre Mía Cuando Muera by Blas Galindo. And this song has a text directly related to the indigenous tradition in which the act of baking bread is seen also as a ritual for honoring and remembering the dead.
Nice idea.
Yes, it's very interesting. And the second one that I'm going to sing is Canción de la Barca Triste by Salvador Moreno, also from Mexico. And this song has a very surrealistic poem that uses a boat as a symbol of the transition of the soul, the transition from the living world into the dead.
Sure, a very old
world.
Idea.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and the last one I'm going to sing is Tengo Nostalgia de Ti by Ignacio Fernández, a very famous Mexican composer, also known by Tata Nacho. And Tengo Nostalgia de Ti is a love song, a sad one. It's someone that misses a beloved one.
What does Nacho mean in that context, Tata Nacho?
I think it's just an abbreviation for Fernández.
Oh,
Nacho. We have many
really?
Abbreviations,
really? Okay.
Yes.
Okay,
for
here we go.
Names.
Nothing to do with nachos.
It is a lunch hour. It is a lunch hour, you know. But three Mexican songs, then, taking us down to our quiz question.
Madre mía, cuando muera, cuando muera, sepultame en el hogar, sepultame en el hogar. Madre mía, cuando muera, cuando muera, y que el humo te hace llorar.
Three Mexican songs, as performed by one of my three guests today, Anselma Lee Rivera and the pianist Thomas Kasdorf. And we're going to get to the quiz question in a minute here, but I just wanted to ask you, Anselma Lee, back in Puerto Rico, how long have you been in the United States?
Wow, many years.
Many years.
I moved in 2007 for my master's degree, and then I moved 3 years to Ecuador, and now I've been like 6 months back in the U.S.
And so what kind of music did you sing in Ecuador and then before that, I guess, in Puerto Rico?
Usually I was singing opera because I was working for the National
Theater. I kind of thought so.
I was singing opera.
Got some pipes going there. Yeah, that's very, very nice. I mean, but it's helpful even with an art song or even a folk song to be able to carry it in a big hall.
Yes.
So which operas would you have been singing?
I've been singing La Rondine.
Puccini, sure.
I've been singing Mese Mariano by Giordano at the Spoleto Festival in South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And what else? Many, many Mozart operas.
Oh, really?
Like Così fan tutte, Le nozze di Figaro, Die Taube Flöte, most of them.
Well, good. It's quite the repertory to have.
But she's taught us so much about style and how to phrase things in the most authentic way. It's been so wonderful working with Yansel.
It's not just dotted rhythms.
Not exactly. There are a lot of things in the cracks that she teaches us about.
Well, that's the best way, isn't it, to learn from a practitioner. So now back to our performers live here in our Buck studio for the midday. And we're going to be hearing, do we have more vocals lined up, or is it just going to be flute and piano henceforth?
Yeah, it's flute from here on out.
Okay, the singing flute. And so what about Gabriela Lena Frank?
Well, this is a really interesting composer who I've learned about over the last couple of years. She was born in America, but she's from a Peruvian heritage, and she identifies as a Peruvian. And she's done a huge amount of study on like traditional music from indigenous music from Peru. So this piece, it's a collection of movements. We're going to do two of them today, called Sueños de Chambi.
What does sueños mean?
Sueños means dreams.
It does, okay.
Dreams of Chambi. And Chambi was this an amazing photographer, kind of like the Ansel Adams of Peru, if you want to say, who was an Indio guy who got a hold of a camera at an early age and became the most famous photographer in Peru. He photographed not only, society and military and large functions, but he got out into the mountains and photographed the villages and the people who work in the villages and the musicians and the children and everything else. He's a really prolific photographer. So Gabriela was interested in this photographer, and she named every one of these movements after one of the photographs. So on Friday night, we'll be projecting these photographs as part of the performance.
Pictures of an exhibition.
Absolutely,
same,
it is.
Same idea.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And these two that we're going to play today is called, it's a piece for just solo piano called Adoración para Angelitos. And that is a tradition, at least, I think it was actually in America too, in the Victorian times or coming out of the Victorian times when so many children died. And they would deck out these little children who had died in a beautiful, beautiful setting and photograph them amid many, many flowers and angels and everything else they could kind of throw at the scene. So there were these beautiful tableaus. And this first movement is one of those photographs depicting that kind of a scene for solo piano. And then the second one is called Harawi de Chambi. And Harawi is a kind of a slow song. It could be a love song. It could be a sorrowful song. It's a slow song. And this is set for alto, flute, and piano, Harawi de Chambi. So a song, the song of Chambi.
Thank you.
two pieces inspired by photographs. And very evocative they are, too. Two pieces by Gabriella Lena Frank for, in this case, let's see, alto flute and piano. You got the big one there. Not the biggest, but the bigger one.
One of the larger ones.
Yeah, definitely one of
the... Of course, that movement leads into a very lively marinera, which is the last movement of the piece. But I think it really gives that soulful quality of
yes.
a person high up in the Andes Mountains, just wailing away.
Yeah, see, the sound kind of floats,
yeah,
doesn't it?
It's a beautiful sound for that music.
Well, we, I think, couldn't ignore, if we're going, you know, south of the equator for music, we could hardly overlook Astor Piazzolla, whose reputation has really taken off, I mean, posthumously to a great extent.
Well, a lot of people loved him when he was alive, too. He had a huge following all over the world. I was lucky enough to hear him play with his quartet a number of times in New York.
He was playing the bandoneon?
Bandoneon, mm-hmm. Yeah, in New York and in Paris, I heard him also. And, I mean, I remember this one performance. In fact, it became a CD called The Concert in Central Park, where he did a free concert with his quartet. And there must have been 10,000 people there
really?
To see him. That sang along with some of the numbers that were so beloved to people who followed his music. So he, certainly to classical audiences, it's been a rising tide.
Yes.
And now I think there are many, 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 many arrangements of a lot of his music. Everybody keeps making more. And these arrangements were made by Pablo Zinger, the great pianist I've worked with from New York. And he's a marvelous arranger and pianist and did these great flute and piano versions of two of the most famous songs by Piazzolla.
So we'll start with Oblivion. Oblivion by Astor Piazzolla, and now as promised, sort of the contrasting famous piece by Piazzolla, Libertango. Libertango, we've saved the liveliest for last, the work of Astor Piazzolla, who wrote, who knows how many dozens, maybe hundreds even, of these pieces, some of which have really continued to capture the imagination of listeners. My guests today have been Stephanie Jutt, flute, Thomas Kasdorf, piano, and Yanselma Lee Rivera was the soprano, and this is part of a concert that is going to take place, you tell us, Friday night, 8 o'clock overture in the Promenade Hall.
That's right. Thank you.
And it's connected to the Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society, of which you, Stephanie, are one of the founders.
Yes, and it's called Flautistico.
Flautistico.
That's the name of the
okay.
show.
So it will have a strong accent on the flute then.
Yes.
And there's a whole summer season in
of
the
course,
works, of
yeah,
course.
The, for in the... June, Bach Dancing and Dynamite will return to a season that we've called Guilty as Charged. And we're looking forward to that very much. Thomas will be playing that with us this season.
You're very good at coming up with these themes which bring in a diversity of music.
It's fun.
And you play those out and about in various venues in,
yes,
let's
at
say, Taliesin, Dane County.
Yes, at the Playhouse at Overture Center and at Stoughton Opera House.
Okay, well, thanks for stopping by. We'll hear more about that later as
sure.
we get closer to, what, June, I guess.
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
Thank
well, again.
You.
Pleasure having you here. Look forward to the next visit.